episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Rick Be Told, episode number 43, can you believe it, on December Friday, the fantastic Friday the 19th, 919, that's AI. Something I cannot stand, not impressed by any AI. And some of it's funny. I just saw a very funny one, though. Someone shared AI of poor Anthony Albanese, or Alban imbecile, going in to shake the hand of the alleged saviour of the Bondi shootings, and the guy grabs him and throws him through a window. Fuck, it looks real. I laughed my head off when I saw that. I laughed my head off. Now, I'm here to ask for sympathy. Now, Mossad, they need... People have got to stop making fun of the... I've been on Facebook. There are people making fun of the tragedy that happened at... the time was 1847 Eastern Standard Time. There are people making fun, conspiracy theorists, making fun of the whole situation. Instead of mourning, the 2GB, mournstubation of the highest level, I've never, ever, since probably 9/11, heard so much mournstubation going on. And you can hear crocodile tears literally through the AM wireless. Literally, you know, the onion sales of politicians at the moment is through the roof. They're buying onions hand over fist, quickly rubbing them on their hand to look credible. And I'm telling you now, people have woken up thanks to the COVID scam that really did wake a lot of people up. Now, I used to, you know, as a registered conspiracy theorist or a previous one, I'm not anymore. I'm now, I believe in the media. And I can't believe I didn't do a Welcome to Country. I'll be doing that before the Rick and Roller Christmas show tomorrow night. Welcome to Country before every show. Every break is going to get a Welcome to Country, actually. Because what's going down now, thanks to this event, tragic event on the Bondi Beach, BB22, at 18.47, I'll say that again, at 18.47, that's 13 minutes to 7, or 6.47, but, you know, they put it down on Wikipedia as 18.47. Now, nothing suspicious about that. Anyone that would suggest that there was something suspicious about 18, what's that, 1 and 8, 9, 47, number 11. And nothing, absolutely, there's nothing suspicious. And there's people out there that are saying, oh, no, that's suspicious. How dare they do this, you know? Because you know that Mossad probably get paid fuck all money to do what they're doing. They're working through the night probably to make sure that people are going to be really upset with this. It is working on the media, though. The media are extremely upset. But I'm telling you now, what I'm seeing on Facebook, again, I'd rather be on... I've ditched fakeologists to get my stuff. I go onto Facebook, guaranteed way more stuff on there. And much more enjoyable too. There's no arguments. There's poor people trying to comment going, you know, how dare you say that? But there are just funny comments, particularly the ex-first aiders out there, which this has been a blot on so many psychological shootings in the day. Actual trained first aiders know that when you put band-aids on someone's head, or bandages rather. You clean all the blood off, but no. Not on this one. They mistakenly, the obviously inept first aiders allowed this guy who got a very small little nick on the top of his head from a high velocity weapon, just like a President of America did. Another guy that's up to no good. Yet there's a couple of people on, even on the truthmeats.com. There's one of them's Rollo. So they just love this guy. But yes, he is entertaining and I'm entertained by him and he says the right things, but you cannot trust any of these people, be told. But, you know, people need to set, I'm setting up a GoFundMe immediately and it's going to get, we need to recruit a better director to do the next one because this one, I mean, it's been pulled to pieces left, right and centre and it's disgusting that people are not being bluffed by a tragic event where 15 people now, whenever you get a lot of psychological operations, they always say, oh, that they always use sixes and nines all the time. Now, obviously, this didn't happen with this one. The shooter was 24. That's two and four. Let's have a look at that. I think it's five. Nothing suspicious. 15 people were killed, apparently. Let's add them up. One plus five, and it's eight. So nothing, there's no suspicious numbers whatsoever. People have got to stop being conspiracy theorists. They've got to stop. There's nothing suspicious. 47. Nothing suspicious about that. People need to go back and read their medical books and put a mask. I would suggest just putting masks on just in case because masks may stop the spread of mind toxins that are being spread. Mind toxins. And no less than the Anthony Albanese, who they blamed him. Now, I cannot believe this. This is being a bit more serious here. On the media over here, they've had literally been blaming, they've almost accused poor old Anthony Albanese of actually loading the weapons that were fired and passing them to these two guys, 24-year-old and a 50-year-old. 50 plus 2, 7 plus 4 is 11. Nothing suspicious. Nothing suspicious at all. People, look, it just disgusts me that there are conspiracy theorists out there. I will not be part of this. I'm registered as one, but, you know, I don't destroy, you know, people. Someone's done some hard work to do a psychological operation. I'm not going to ruin it for them. Again, the GoFundMe to get a better director. Now, who could we use for the next direction? I would use someone that did Severance. Ben, what's his name? Get him to do it. Fantastic show. Who directed Stranger Things? He can do it. Get him to do the next one. You know, whoever they used for this one, is probably, you know, didn't get paid enough money. And he's, you know, some glaring errors. But I'm suggesting that we get a GoFundMe going and we get a much better director. Much better director. Again, whoever, Ben, father from Seinfeld, what's his name? Ben, something or other, shutting my door. Ben, yeah. Anyway, him. The Severance is fantastic. I enjoyed every episode of that show. It isn't the greatest. I actually overhyped it a bit myself, but it's only because I just hadn't watched TV for years, particularly since COVID. It's this year, 2020. So this is the fifth year of COVID. This anniversary of next year will be the sixth year of 2020 when they just absolutely, I think they fucked up big time. And a number of other, I'll just call them conspiracy theorists, have suggested that as well. They've suggested that they went too soon with it, and I would possibly agree with it. But anyway, I was listening to you, and I've shared it onto the Rick and Roll, where I mainly do my post stuff is Rick and Rollo's site, the official one. On Truth Meets, I do a little bit of stuff. There's a lot of AI getting used over there, so I choose not to. I don't bother with that. I'm telling you, it's AI is 19. It is not funny. Very rarely can you do something funny. Although I did chuckle when I saw Anthony Albanese getting thrown through a window by a guy who looked identical, and I'm going to say this again, identical to the father of the Sopranos, who passed away from a heart attack relatively young. It's not him, is it? Cold Card Ken, are you out there? He does look very similar. Am I the first person to suggest this? I would say so. You're listening to Beer Talk.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And you're listening to truthmeets.com with Be Told, episode number 43. That adds up to 7, Be Told. There was something else the hero that looks identical to the lead actor of the Sopranos, he was 43. If you add up those two together, it will not add up to 7. It'll add up to 6 or 5 or something like that. That's apparently a code, and apparently it has to happen, according to Dave Joe. He got 50, or he's probably had 60,000 people watch his production that he put out minutes after the event. I actually was the one that broke it on the Fakeologist, RadioFakeologist.com. I was on there live, and my son had said, Dad, there's been a mass shooting in Bondi Beach, BB, 22, BB, most well-known beach ever. And the same place where they're just up the road at Bondi Junction at Westfields, it was coincidentally owned by the same guy that owned the Twin Towers. Just a coincidence, obviously. 6 people got stabbed to death by a crazed, was he a crazed conspiracy theorist? Whatever he was. That was last year. That's last year's news. But this one's a big one, guaranteed. Because what they've done, just by coincidence, we've had our internet, the young people allegedly aren't allowed to go into social media. Then I heard the Prime Minister himself, Anthony Albanese, imbecile, saying, a journalist said to him, what would you do if you had all your wishes granted? He goes,
I'd ban social media. Social media needs to go. There are people saying conspiracy theories on there.
That's what he said. So just work that one out. I mean, obviously this thing really happened. It really happened. Everything really happens. But just by coincidence, we're getting this net censorship. I shared it on again, the Rick and Rollo site. No AI used on that site, I'll tell you right now, unless I put it on there and it's funny. The story of what did I share? I've lost my train of thought here. What was I talking about? You know what? I lost my train of thought. I was looking at something and then all of a sudden the cicadas started. I'll go back. It'll pop back into my head. It will pop back into my head. But, we're talking about Anthony Albanese. I've got conspiracyoz.com or the show hosted by Mick Raven, R-A-V-E-N. You know, lightweight stuff, sad, Mick, sorry, but really good sometimes. Absolutely 10 out of 12. Actually, Frank the Salt got 12 out of 10. When he does some hard work and analysis, that guy is fantastic. But I think he believes in nuclear bomb. And again, if you believe in them, you may as well just tell me that the Tooth Fairy delivered some cash to your children that night, and I'll probably give you more credence than I do if you tell me the nuclear bombs exist. I'm sorry, this is a complete mythical thing. And there are so many people now that are on that thing. Believe it. Really good. I've shared it onto the recommended podcasts. I shouldn't have changed it. I actually didn't change that spelling, but recommended podcasts on the Rick and Rollo site on Discord. Recommended podcasts. We've got Martha doing sharing some good stuff. We've got Johnny's Wrist sharing some fantastic stuff. These are the hardworking men that are over there. You won't hear them on Fakeologist, I don't think. Anyway, some really good stuff. And what's his name? The fantastic American Indian of stock, the horse man, whatever his name. Why can't I remember his name? Him, he's doing some really good stuff on there. I go on there and I share a little bit of stuff, but I actually always look at these people that are recommending stuff. Fantastic stuff. But Mick Raven clipped a guy called Aussie something or other. Anyway, it's on there. It's the last show that Conspiracy Oz did. And in 22 minutes and 30 seconds, he shares a well-known, I think he might be a lawyer, warning about what's coming with Australian media that's not being reported. Now, I have always been on about that this time of year, you always get your biggest things to change your life because it's Christmas. People switch off, literally, and they go on holidays and they don't give a fuck what's happening. They just think, I just want to have Christmas. And I'm one of them. I'm one of them. But I've been always aware this is the time to watch what the laws and mandates, etc., get pushed through. And apparently there's all sorts of stuff coming for the Australians. I mean, they're literally talking, this is feeds into social credit as well, 100%. If you're talking about somebody, you're in trouble. Just talking about somebody. I mean, I've always said that Anthony Albanese is the greatest prime minister ever. You'll never hear me say anything bad about him, ever. And the president of Xi Jinping, one of the most handsome people on the planet, guaranteed. There are conspiracy theorists that would suggest that they're up to no good, but, and look into their names and what they mean. Just ignore conspiracy theorists. They're trouble, absolute trouble. I would never do this. I would never do that. But anyway, so there's all sorts of stuff coming down the pipe or pike, whatever Alan Watt used to say. Ding, 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 ding. See, it mentioned his name again. I've been listening to, hopefully they'll put out a couple of his Christmas shows on the Cutting Through the Matrix because he does some of the great Christmas shows and he gets his old rusty acoustic Spanish guitar out and plays beautiful music. It's really nice. I love singing. Alan Watt Christmas thing should be, you should replace what the Queen used to say or that fucking big-eared cunt that they're pretending to be Prince Charles that's going to do his Christmas message. And you can just imagine what it's, I'll predict he's going to come on there and talk about Bondi. Such is the magnitude of what's going down with this real event. Real event, 100%. It started at 1847. Anyone that would suggest that's suspicious is a crazy conspiracy theorist of the highest magnitude, guaranteed. Frank the Salt Guy, he would not have spotted something like that, guaranteed. He'd be busily making his salt for Christmas and giving it to Santa. Santa is real too. I hope people were aware of that. Fakeologist exposed that, I'm sure. What's his name from France? You know, the whales are fake. But Santa is real. It's a conspiracy to pretend that he's not real. Guaranteed. Anyway, so yeah, no, this is big. Big of the highest magnitude. They do not want you. So they're talking about all the platforms. Look, I don't understand the packets and all the stuff like Joel and Ab discussed many times. I don't understand that stuff. But all I know is they're going to make it awfully hard for big, say, Facebook and the big, big platforms to actually share anything of that's not government sanctioned because they are terrified. What happened with the reports on Gaza. I have never, ever, ever heard so much anti-Israel stuff in my life. And I've been listening to the media for a long time. I'm now fairly ancient. But I don't look it. I'm going to have to say this. And I'm putting it down to being, what's that, blood? O negative. Still got dark hair from a distance. Yeah, some grey in there. Don't wear glasses. That's fantastic. And fairly active and out there going to the gym, getting way fitter than I was before. But, you know, there's got to be a there with O negative blood. Prince Charles or King Charles, I think he's O negative. Am I related? And I suggest that I should be. I do not feel that I should be doing the menial, pathetic work that I've done for the last, how many years? 40-something years. I should be in some form of palace somewhere, not roaming around a house that needs the floor sanded and the kitchen sink leaking and the tap's not working properly. I should have butlers and maids to do this. I'm O negative. I'm O negative. That should be enough. That should be enough. But anyway, yes, so Christmas is only, let's have a look here. What did I say the date was? On the 19th, so it's 6 days away. 6 days away. Christmas Day, which will be the Thursday, I do believe. Now, I'll be doing a couple of these shows, though. You just bumped into a bottle thing of beer. I'm going to catch up. You will not hear me on Fakeologist audio chats for some time. I will be doing Be Told shows, exclusives, and a Rick and Roller Christmas special. And then Rick and Roller are having a break. I did a bongversation last week, which was fantastic. I think whatever episode it was, 52. Next one will be 53. Really good stuff. Really good stuff. But I'm just going to catch up and do a bong, be told. Now, I'll go on. It's 8:11. I'll go and have a look at some stuff that I've talked about on beep, 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 beep. I'll go into, where we go, conspiracy theories. What have I talked about today? Full disclosure. No, I need to go to my Rick's Heavy Esoterica. Oh, I was talking about Barry Smith, actually. I shared some stuff. Barry Smith was the New Zealand evangelist that warned about the coming, you know, the cashless societies and blah, 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 and the American dollar bill, blah, 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 which is it's all true. He got laughed at and pillared. But I'll pick up his books, you know, he's got about four or five of them I've got here. And there's some really good stuff. And this is all from 82 onwards, where I first got into conspiracy theories, from 1982. And really good stuff. Totally good stuff. It's valid to this day. Valid to this day. Well, but they laughed at him and they said, you know, he's crazy conspiracy theorist, you know, da-da. But, you know, he was 40-something years out. And I was the same. I was going around saying, oh, we're going to look. This will be the end of the next year's. We're all doomed. We're all doomed. Well, guess what? Every fucking year, nothing happened, but bit by bit, they slowly do stuff. And this is, every now and then they push a bigger one and they always seem to have a coded number. Let's have a look here. 18 and 47. Nothing coded about that. Nothing coded about that. No, so I was wrong with that one. There's nothing coded about 18, 1 and 8, and 47, 4 and 7. Nothing suspicious whatsoever. Completely nothing suspicious. But whenever they do a big one, and just remember on 9/11, you know, your travel, your this, your that, everything got affected. Even over here, even though I'll say this again, that I was hanging down the pub, we were just laughing about it, making cracking jokes. There was nothing. I've still got friends now, even though they believe that, and of course it was real, they were just people just joking about it, you know, like saying, are they still going on about it? It's been 4 days. Just making light of the whole thing. That's how Australians deal with stuff. They do not get overly emotional not all of them anyway, but majority of them, the ones I know, I hang out with, do not get overly emotional about news reports. That's why I hang out with these various different people. And the anti-Muslim sentiment that's going on here is massive still. They're trying their best to bash them. And there's another apparently group of seven that were apparently driving to Bondi today. They got arrested. Seven. You know, anyway, I'm just going to mute and I'll be back. Be it all. So what they are, back again. So what they are definitely doing though is tying in this Nazi thing that you could see it standing out like a sore thumb last, a couple of months ago. We had this group of black clad alleged Nazis, shaved heads, and, you know, they all look fucking suspicious. All, you know, obviously probably intelligence agents, you know, on their holidays have been told, you know, if you want to earn, you know, $20,000, come and pretend to be a Nazi in Sydney, which is what they've done. And now, you know, Anthony Albanese was, the Shire does not like to have Nazis dress up, you know. Oh, but that, so anyone that's talking about Nazis is in the firing line. Anyone that's bashing Jews is in the firing line of the censorship. They're using it because you've had 50-something years of, you know, movies and stuff like this. Do you ever hear the Armenians whinging about almost being exterminated and big, you know, movies about that? No. Have you heard the Chinese, you know, the non-communists that got slaughtered and starved to death by, you know, the American-trained, Yale University-trained back in the 1940s? No. Do you hear about the, you know, many thousands or is it millions that, you know, they got starved by in Russia in that, you know, period? No. But you hear an awful lot about some other people. That's for sure. And it's overly represented. And this is the thing that Mossad needs to learn. They've been, people have woken up. And now the more that they go on about it, the more that this is going to be the same thing that happened to the health industry with COVID is going to happen to them. And I'm suggesting this is being deliberately done to throw them under a bus. And I saw an amazing speech by Mandy Panikin or whatever his name is, a great actor, yesterday saying that, you know, hang on a minute. He goes, you know, I'm Jewish, identify as Jewish, he says. He says, you know, all the Poles that identify as Jewish, none of them support Israel, he said. But he said that we're being thrown under a bus. This is what was basically the gist of his speech, was we're being thrown under a bus by Netanyahu. BB, Bondi Beach, 222. Say that again. Coincidence? And they are literally being thrown under a bus as far as people would dislike them. They're being the scapegoat guarantee. So this is what's going down, 100,000,000%. And you're seeing the response, the responses on Facebook. Incredible amount of people just going, hang on, this is bullshit. You know, you've got, look, people are waking up, but who's been thrown under a bus? Someone is being thrown under a bus. Guaranteed. Be told. Now, I haven't looked at the one in America at all. Not interested. Was it Brown University? Was there a BB in that one? I'm not sure. Does not interest me. But apparently there's a big one the same day in America. Look, I just choose not to allow these things to, I'm definitely pro, Dave J's thing that you take it in. You don't let it in your head. I've already done 52? Yeah. Shows breaking down this technique of take it in, don't allow it into your head, move on, just ignore it. And that's the way to do it. There, you know, it's like the Charlie Kirk thing. There were people on, was it Fakeologist? Yeah, certainly on IPS, still going on. Thank God they probably shut up about Charlie Kirk. Who fucking cares? No, I'm not going to say this again. No one cared about him over here. That was an absolute non-event over here. But his wife, you're listening to Be Told.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
What did I say? 43 on the 19th of December 2025. I love Christmas. I love Christmas, but oh my God, I have just been, I've been blessed. Frank, I've been blessed. Everything has worked out well. I had a huge big job, boring as fuck, but I did it. I did this, I did that. I managed to get here, drove here last night, left at 7:11. That was the time that I finished. I was on the road and I'm home and I don't need to do anything for, I think it's about 15 days or thereabouts, 13 days, something like that. After New Year, I've got to go back around New Year's and do some work. But then I hope to go and do go to New Zealand or somewhere, do a bit of a break. But it's been fabulous. And that, I'm telling you now, what's the Lord's Prayer? Frank, the salt guy, 100%. Look, it worked for me. It worked for me. And I got in, got out. I mean, I'm on some of the most dangerous roads in Australia and in traffic and, you know, doing big jobs and stuff like that, you know, at my age, which is, you know, but I am an O negative. So I'd say I'm 40 something or other, biologically. Well, I would say that. I'd like to get rid of a few wrinkles, mind you, but apart from them, I do believe if you think old, you will be old. You've got to be juvenile and have and retain a stupid sense of humour, which I certainly have. I still listen to, like, I was listening to hard trance last night, you know, really, I love it. I still listen to the stuff that I listened to when I was young. I'm ageless. I don't have an age to me, but this is the Generation X types, and that is what I identify as. They are the now they're all about to retire. The Generation X is this thing that started in 65, but it's definitely they're all getting old. But there's no way I'm going to retire. I've got a mortgage. If anyone's out there who wants to pay it off, Mossad, I'll come on there as a consultant. It's way less than what you'd think to pay, and I'll give you some advice, and that advice would be stop making it so fucking obvious and get some better actors in there. Anyway, you're not doing yourself any favours. You're not doing yourself any favours. You know, normally really professional, but this one, I mean, I'm sorry, it was real, as you, and welcome to country. We'll be tomorrow night, between every break will be a welcome to country from now on the Rick and Rollo show. Guaranteed. It will not be on a show without doing a welcome to country before each episode. I hope, unless there's some conspiracy theorists say that there's something wrong with that. How dare they? Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, back to Christmas. You know, I love it. And I like to put on YouTubes of old 60s cartoons. They're not that good, you know, when I look back on them, but there's something about watching the TV shows that I grew up with, you know, the, Frosty, one of the best though, without hands down that my children all watched was the guy, the snowman, the English one. That is absolutely fucking amazing. But even the artwork, it looks just like the book, you know, it's all, and the guy, he actually did the psychological operation with a soundtrack by members of Pink Floyd, I do believe. When the Wind Blows, I think it's called, about nuclear bombs. Very depressing. And it's deliberately done for children. Just like Watership Down. Little rabbits, they're going blind with myxomatosis. And that's meant to be there for children to watch. What a fucking misery. And one of my favorite sites on, Facebook is a site called Scarred for Life. The English one, forget about the American one, doesn't interest me. And they just play the amount of shows that I was exposed to, and I read the comments for the other people on there, you know, from the, I guess, from 60-something down or older. children's shows that were absolutely there to absolutely terrify you, guaranteed. And it was a fucking fact. But the Christmas stuff is usually really good, but The Snowman by, oh, what's his name? I can't be mean and just not give him a credit. Let's have a look here. I should know his name. It's not Bates. That's not his name. The Snowman book. Man, it is one of my favorite Christmas things to watch because it's Raymond. Why can't I see his surname? By Raymond. Raymond Briggs. Raymond Briggs. Absolutely fantastic. That, to me, is a perfect kid's Christmas thing. It's not nasty, not nefarious. It's just beautiful. I guess it's timeless. Now, I have never seen snow before. Can you believe it? It may not exist. It may as well not exist. I've never seen it with my own eyes. I've seen slurry and sludge, but I've never seen snow falling properly. I've seen, I've been in a few cold places, but nothing like no snow. But Raymond Briggs as the Snowman is one of the most perfect children's Christmas shows ever. Highly recommend it. Really good, and the music is beautiful. But Raymond Briggs did this When the Wind Blows, and that was just an absolute masturbation, misery fest for children to be scared of nuclear bombs. So he's a bit, whether he's nefarious or he well-meaningly wrote it, but I don't recommend that at all. But I do recommend The Snowman by Raymond Briggs, the animated version and the book. But children, one of the most nefarious out there ever is the one that Tom Hanks and was it Spielberg was involved with, that train one, the Something Express. Was it the Something Express? I'll have to find you. I'll have to tell you, Tom Hanks Christmas movie. This is terrible when you can't remember anything when you're over 60 years of age. Not that I look like it or act like it, that's for sure. Well, that's for sure. Really scary movie, and my niece always wants to watch it, and it's like, this is a movie for terrifying children. Absolutely terrifying children. What's it called? The Something Express. Tom Hanks. Hanks. Christmas movie. This is live. I'm not using AI though. I'm using my own fingers to do it. The Polar Express. Now, I'm telling you now, I like saying that. That movie is nefarious. Nefarious. It is, and he's a fucking creep anyway. You know, we've already seen all the stuff, you know, by the all the conspiracy type sites, but there's no. Once you work out that guy's creepy, you cannot hide creepiness. Insincerity, you can't hide either, unless you're highly trained. Bill Clinton, Bob Hawke, most Rhodes Scholars, obviously trained. One of the modules that you do when you go to Oxford or wherever it is they get you to be lie your fucking face off in a mirror and convince yourself that you're telling the truth. Because they are good. There are some really good ones. But a majority are absolutely useless. And, you know, you can see them, they're crying, you know, they're rubbing onions under their eyes. A good trained detective will be able to spot a bullshit artist straight away in politics. How many politicians can you actually tell me are good enough that you believe what anything they say? Not anymore. They're all gone. Donald Trump is entertaining. That's all, just give them that. And funny, he is funny. But you know, Tom Hanks and the Polar Express is evil. That's the vibe I picked up on it. I've been on about, because I had children way later than most normal people. You know, I was 40 almost, you know, 39, so. And so I was, you know, 39-year-old, which was back in the day would be a grandfather's age, usually. And I used to watch the, you know, enjoy, because I'm a nostalgia person. I like watching the stuff. And I was there watching all the kids' shows. And I was getting, most of the time, I used to try and buy them old videos because videos were still a thing up till, you know, the DVDs took it over. But I was always buying them old, you know, so my kids grew up with some really, really like 1920s and 30s animation. Same stuff I was into. And they've got a really good, and they also, very importantly, had stories to listen to when they went to bed. And I'm talking about Sparky, the fire engine, some of those great American stories that were around back in the day. We used to have in New Zealand as children, my mother used to say, you know, school holidays, we used to go in 9 o'clock in the morning, listen to the school radio programs, and they used to play, holiday program, and they used to play these old, you know, just old shows, and so it encouraged your imagination to be amazing. And so my children, I'd say, have got great imagination, like me, extraordinarily vivid imaginations, because they were given great stories to listen to. This is what you've been lobotomized with, the computer, which is the computer, as Barry Smith said, mentioned before, is up to 666. If you start with 18 as one, I think it is, or I forget how he does it, but the computers are evil. AI sucks. I don't care what you can do with it. It does not impress me. Sometimes I'm impressed by if it's funny, but a majority of it isn't very funny, and it's I don't like it. And will not be part of it. Will not be part of it. It entertains small minds. Rollo, he's entertained by it. Does not impress me. Sorry. Sorry, Dave. Send it to him. I don't even look at AI stuff if I can avoid it. Unless it's someone Anthony Albanese getting thrown through a window. I thought that was funny. Chuckled away at that. But no. I want real work. I want real songs. I want someone to have actually drawn something that actually wrote something that came out of their mind and put it onto paper. I don't care what you can do. It really doesn't impress me. And there's so many people that think it's fantastic and worried about it. Yeah, you should be worried about it if you're in creative world, like if you're a writer or whatever. But not, it won't be affecting me because I don't like computer screens and I don't look at computer screens. I mean, that's why trolls don't get me, because I don't even answer or read or look at all their stuff. I move on. Unless you're in front of me talking to me, then that impresses me. But I'm very lucky to have met, like Rollo, a large amount of people that are real people that have been on the Fakeologists and Truth Meets. Face-to-face, sat there, and they're real people. That's all that counts. You can, I'm the way it's going, I'm quite prepared just to switch off the internet. If it's going to be as bad as what they're saying, it doesn't interest me. And it'd be a good thing to do. He says, walking around with a 5G phone heating up his hand. Total hypocrite. Total hypocrite. Get rid of the fucking things. Computers do not impress me. AI will not affect me when I go to the beach. AI will not affect me when I mow the lawn. It doesn't impress me. I want to hear music. I'll get an old Walkman and record some cassettes. No problem. No problem whatsoever. But anyway, back to the kids' TV shows and the fantastic old 60s thing. So this is my era. This is the period of time where I actually go into my lounge. I spend a lot of time today decluttering and cleaning up shit and books. I've got books everywhere. And I've now done that. And I can just go and sit in my YouTube, and then if something pops into my head like Bat Fink, 1965 episode, about a penguin narrated by Don Adams from 1964 or 3, that's really funny or good. I forget what it's called, but I never knew about that one. But Don Adams from Get Smart. Hello, Chief. Would you believe 5? He narrates he's like a penguin. Really strange cartoon. Never took off. Wasn't like Bugs Bunny or Woody Woodpecker. It was complete random. One of those ones that didn't work. Bat Fink was good. All those old cartoons, I'll just sit there and watch it and chuckle away and see if I can spot things. Not usually, but, you know, I'm sure there were things there in your face. But no, it's Christmas time, it's time to just relax. And that's what I intend to do till, I've got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then I probably may go to the Whitties, Sydney, and, do some work on the way down there in a beautiful holiday area. That's some, can you go and clean my holiday house? So it's all good. But I just like to relax at this time of year, and I'm going to do so. I'm not doing any shows on Folkologist. I may go on there on Christmas Eve or something or other with Rollo, pop and say Merry Christmas to the people on there, but that'll be it. I'm not doing anything. But be told, you're going to get, I would say, 3, maybe 4 of these in the next between now and I go back to work, guaranteed. But anyway, yeah, I love watching old TV shows and old cartoons, particularly old cartoons, though. There's, I don't know, there's something that I'm very animated in more ways than one, but I love animation. And the more simple, the better. The more simple, the better. That's, I've noticed too that, you know, my kids are really much into Japanese anime, which is fantastic. I guess that's the future, though, is anime. It's going to be, I mean, Howl's Moving Castle. I mean, that stuff is just out there. And my kids are into Japanese music now, like the guy that did the music for that show, film. I love that. This is real surreal. Now, one of the most impressive things, though, that I noticed this week, something that I've said, why haven't they made Enid Blyton's Magic Faraway Tree into a movie? Well, blow me down, actually. Yeah, they've done a couple of poor attempts that I didn't bother with. But this is a big budget one, and it's coming out next year. And it's got Moonface and the Saucepan Man on the front cover. Although Moonface has got like a quarter moon, which is very unusual. Done that. That's from behind. I haven't seen the front of Moonface, but I'm looking forward to that because my kids, as I did, my mother used to sit there and read us the books, but my children actually had this series, The Magic Faraway Tree, so they went to sleep or pretended to be asleep and listened to those shows as I did. It encourages imagination. Of those of you who've got children out there, you've got to do that. You do not want them to be the screen staring at screens. Fuck the AI. Fuck the screens off. Use your own imagination. Build your imagination. Write your own words. Create your own music. Do not dumb yourself down with AI. 19, metonic cycle. It is there. It is there to feed off you. It's like a parasite. That's all it is. Not interested in it. Does not impress me.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then it does.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm lying. Sometimes it's funny. Tonight's, that was really funny. But the people aren't that creative that they're using it. And I've never heard anything that I'll go, oh, fucking hell, you know, that no one would be able to do that. It just sounds like a perfect version of an American song or a perfect version of someone else's song. But that's really easy to do if you've got the algorithm. Music fed into it. It is clever, but there's a warning to be had, a warning to be had about it. It's going to replace you and dumb you down, and be told. That'll do me tonight. I think I'm going to end with The Wizard by Uriah Heep. Beautiful song. Fantastic album, Demons and Wizards. Highly recommended. Why isn't that a musical? Why isn't that a musical? Someone should make that a musical, Demons and Wizards by Uriah Heep. But the best era of Uriah Heep was with the Demons and Wizards album. Ken Hensley was in there. I think it was David Byron singing. Just one of the great eras of Uriah Heep. Still going to this day with a couple, maybe one original member. I saw them live and they blew my ear out. Literally, I got a perforated eardrum when they were warming up, and they had played Eruption by Van Halen on an indoor concert with speakers that should have been for outdoor only. And of course, me being up the front of the stage, oh my God, that was really bad. You're listening to Beach Talk.
donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
You're listening to Be Told, episode number 43, number seven, on the 19th, Metonic Cycle, Friday, December the 2025. And I was about to go and play The Wizard by Uriah Heep. Great song, great album. I'll talk a little bit more. What other things on these old shows I'm watching? It's the old 60s. Claymation, but they had this Frosty the Snowman. There's a whole series of them. They use that old animated technique, and Burl Ives does the voice, and they have that guy that talked like this with a big nose. He does a character, one of the famous ones. But there's something nostalgic about it that I enjoy. I had fabulous Christmases as a child. Totally spoiled. It's a great time of the year, and it's like, you know, Guy Fawkes, of course, the highlight of my life in New Zealand. But then Christmas was, 6 weeks afterwards or so, 7 weeks after.
Number seven.
And it was a great time, and the school holidays, you had 6 to 7 weeks off school. I think it was 6 weeks. I hated school. It was there to indoctrinate you, and I knew that from 5 years of age. But I love, again, the nostalgia of looking back at the books I read when I was at kindergarten, and the school, there's no good memories of school. Forget about school. A few good memories, but it was staring at that fucking blackboard or some idiot telling you stuff. I hated every moment of it, to be honest. And that's why me and my best friend, Paul, we hated school. And we used to set up time capsules that we'd open up the day before the last day of school holidays. We'd go and stick a time capsule somewhere, and we'd say we're going to open it up on the day of the next school holidays. And we'd do so because we kept ourselves sane by doing that, because we knew that school rotted your brain. And we had vivid imaginations, and we were looking at the stars and meteorites, and we were doing this and that. It was fantastic. And we'd watch TV shows and go to them. That was the best part of childhood. School, fuck school. That's what I'll say now. Yeah, you learn to read and write. Kind of handy, and add up your change that you get from, when you buy some chocolate from a 20-cent piece. Back in those days, for 20 cents, you get like a fairly big block of chocolate for 20 cents. Goofy gum was 2 for 1 cent. Really nice chewing gum. And I don't know if it was made in New Zealand or America, but it was beautiful chewing gum. I love childhood memories, but they're not involving sitting at school looking at that fucking blackboard and getting, some subjects were all right. Science had aspects of it, blowing things up again in high school with lithium and sodium. Fantastic. I enjoyed that. But as far as this indoctrination with a bell going off, it's like Pavlov made sure was part of your education. And I've been watching Stranger Things. I've watched all of the first series, and I've watched 2 episodes into the second series, and I'll be watching even more when my sons come back from, they're in Brisbane this week with their mother and her partner, and they've been to see their grandfather on her side, which is fantastic. But they'll be back here on Sunday, and I'll be watching more Stranger Things, and I'm enjoying it. It's not the greatest show ever, but I sit there pointing at things going, I remember that. That reminds me of the Philadelphia experiment, blah, blah, blah. As a junior conspiracy theorist in the 70s and 80s, all the stuff I knew. Good show, though. Good show. Appalling. It's a lot of bad acting. And what's her name? Winona Ryder overacts the entire thing. She still looks all right, though. But overactor. highest magnitude. Anyway, we're going to go leave tonight on this Be Told show with the Wizard, beautiful song from 1972, I would guess, Demons and Wizards. The whole album is fantastic. Should be a musical, a rock opera. A rock opera. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to Be Told, episode number 43. And we'll be back, I would guess, Sunday night. I'll do another one. Oh, you're going to get a few of these, Be Told. So The Wizard by Uriah Heep. Thank you, Joel. You're the greatest producer ever, ever, ever. On a one, a two, a three, and now. Boom. Bye-bye, guys.
Me and my magic man kind of feel.